This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU professor and extension entomologist Jan Knodel on the campus of North Dakota State University in Fargo. And Jan, let's talk sunflowers today and the red sunflower seed weevil. Tell us about the forecast and what you're seeing out there.
Well, it's time to get out now and do some scouting for the red sunflower seed weevil, and be sure to get out into the field when you're scouting and avoid the field edges that concentrate the weevil. And you want to go out in the early flowering stages through the R5.7 and then count the number of weevils per head and then calculate an average. Our threshold is usually about 6 to 8 weevils per head, and that's when you would want to consider an insecticide application.
All right, good stuff, Jan. And hey, we'll have more on sunflowers when we come back.
Learning a new language could transform your future. At Minot State University, our American Sign Language and Interpreting programs combine flexible online learning with deaf mentors. Learn from expert deaf, CODA, and certified interpreter faculty. Prepare for the fast-growing career of sign language interpreting, or earn an ASL minor that complements any major, from education and healthcare to business and human services. At Minot State University, your future speaks volumes. Visit minotstateu.edu for more info.
Pfeiffer's Auctioneers has your equipment needs covered with auctions coming up across the upper Midwest, including farm and ranch retirement auctions and heavy equipment auctions in Kramer, Flasher, New England, and Crosby, North Dakota, Moorhead and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, our live online upper Midwest September auction, and Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Don't miss the Southern Dakota pre-harvest equipment auction in Worthing, September 11th. For more information and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions, log on to pfeiffers.com.
Talking sunflowers and the red sunflower seed weevil today on Ag Issues with Jan Knodel. And Jan, tell us about insecticide resistance for this bug.
We've been working with South Dakota State University on this issue, and we've identified central area of sunflower production in South Dakota to have resistant weevils to pyrethroids. So that includes all your favorite insecticides, Warrior and Generics, Mustang Max, and so forth. Avoid using them, and we did get a Section 18 labeled for South Dakota for red sunflower seed weevil control. It's for the new insecticide Vertendo, and you can get that through the South Dakota Department of Ag website.
All right, good stuff as always, Jan. Thanks for that, and that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by American Sign Language at Minot State, by Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, and by the Ranchman's 23 Steakhouse and Saloon near Van Hook, Lake Sakakawea.